Hello, welcome to Manchester's Music Radio. I'm your host, Matt Barnes, well, your usual host. This month we've got a bit of a change, as I've got tonsillitis, so I'm handing over to my slightly less ill duo of John and Monkey. So they're going to be doing the show for you this month. Before we go on, I'd just like to say a big shout out to Nick Repton. He's had some troubles recently, and this is for you and your dad, Nick. This is the Vortex with Ascension.
Tonight there's another chance to catch our documentary on coping with amnesia. That's Who Do You Think You Are? Tonight at 9 on MIM Radio, followed by a repeat of the programme at 10 for those that have forgotten it. But first...
Ladies and gentlemen, button down your hatchets, it's...
The John and Monkey Show! Oh, it'll all tie up in the edit.
Thank you. time playing Sunshine Underground. Places packed with stupid teens, Russell Brands and skinny jeans. Can you get your imitation of a band called Power Station? Who's his skin? He's calling me his brother. And are his eyes beneath the ties? We're really not the same, though we're in the same ring yelling. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's. We're middle class, smoking ash, smoking ash. We're middle age, out the cage, out the cage. We're middle class, smoking ash, smoking ash. We're middle age, out the cage, out the cage. Black spot. Facebook. Black spot. All the kids are getting stones, want to buy a mobile.
Fantastic, The Ambush, kicking off the show for us there with Black Spot. That looked like a black spot on the sheet as well, Monkey, there. Hey, Monkey, have you seen this email from management?
The people at the top?
Yes, mate, the people at the very top.
Oh, no, what have we done this time?
No, mate, it's a good one. It says they've done some research and they've found that we're hitting two key demographics.
Well, it weren't me. I've not laid a finger on anybody's demographics.
No, you misunderstand. Firstly, they say we've got a big gay following.
Well, I never saw that coming.
Apparently, he's called Dave and he loves the show.
MIM Radio, the home of original comedy.
But on a serious note...
Why? Well, that's supposed to have been funny.
Just read this.
Oh, look. It says we've got a cult following too.
No, Monkey. I've seen the original research. That's a typo.
Are you sure, mate? I don't think I like where this is going.
Yeah, we've actually got a cult following. His name's Shergar.
Not funny, mate. That's even worse than John's effort.
Since when did you get to become the voice of comedy reason?
As soon as you started writing stuff like that. Speaking of cults, that reminds me. When I was walking to the studio today, I saw a bloke running down the street wearing a donkey jacket.
What's wrong with that?
There were a donkey running after him shouting, "Oi, give us my jacket back!"
This is the... I can't even read this. That will be a good outtake, that. Who's written this? This is the amazing AZ Sing with Stay, recorded right here last month on MIM Radio.
This song's called Stay. I just want you to know. I just want you. just want you to know.
You know that thing we did earlier about the email from management?
The people at the top?
The people at the very top.
Yeah.
It were all made up, weren't it?
Yeah, of course it was. Do you seriously think that management would bother communicating with people at our level?
People at the bottom?
Yes, mate. People at the very bottom.
So what's that in your in-tray?
I don't know. It looks like a letter.
It looks important.
Better open it.
Who's it from?
It actually is from management.
The people at the top?
Yes, mate, the people at the very top.
What's it say?
It says we're inconsistent.
There's no wrong with my bladder.
Nor mine.
The cheeky gets.
Apparently they like the music we play, but referring to us directly, they say our show is sometimes okay. Sometimes it's poor, and other times it's really funny.
I must have missed that one.
They say we need more consistency in order to retain our listeners.
Yeah, but it's difficult, because there's only me and you writing it.
We don't work from a script, though, do we? Remember?
Oh, no, we don't.
I write the,
next page.
The ad-libs.
It's not easy to keep coming up with fresh ideas, though, is it?
Yeah, it's really difficult spending 3 hours in the pub trying to think up words that rhyme with plan for the ape-team sketch.
Exactly.
Well, they've come up with a solution for us.
Really?
Guest writers.
Hey?
They're getting guest writers in to write the show... starting from today.
Today?
Yes, we've got to work from these scripts.
Who's written them?
This first one's written by the bloke responsible for ITV's automated ad break machine.
You mean the bloke who caused an advert for Tic Tacs to be screened during Everton's 118th minute FA Cup winning goal against Liverpool, angering the FA and football fans alike?
Yeah, that's him. You don't think this sounds too contrived, do you?
It's never stopped us before, has it?
True. Right, so on with the show.
Now then, John, I do believe you've got a very funny joke there.
Yes, Monkey, I have. In fact, this joke has been voted the funniest joke since records began. People, quite literally, have split their sides laughing at this joke.
That's right. Now, I know we do a lot of messing about on this show, but time to be serious for a moment. For legal reasons, I just need to issue the following warning. Due to the hilariousness of this joke, anyone currently listening to us whilst driving or operating machinery is advised to stop what they're doing. As a precaution, just before John gets to the punchline, we'll give you a 10-second warning. Okay, off you go, mate.
Are you sitting down?
Yep.
Okay, there's this crab, and it falls in love with a lobster princess. Everything's going well, they love each other very much, and then one day the lobster princess tells the crab that her father, the king, won't let her see him anymore. But why, asks the crab. Well, replies the princess, my father says crabs are common. You are a lower class of crustacean, and you walk sideways. The crab is shattered and scuttles off down to drown his sorrows. That night is the great lobster ball, with lobsters coming from far and wide to dance and party the night away. The lobster princess is inconsolable, sobbing at her father's side. Suddenly the doors burst open, and in walks the crab. Painstakingly, he forces one claw in front of the other in order to walk forwards in a perfectly straight line. He approaches the king's throne, all eyes are upon him, and there's a deadly hush.
Okay, listeners, get yourselves to a position of safety. The punchline is coming up in 10 seconds.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The crab turns to the king and says,
fancy snogging a fit lass, but your breath stinks like a tramp's scrotum. Want to hide the fact that you've been having a crafty toke behind the bike sheds? Then why not eat some mints? Mints, they're nice. Available now from all good sweet shops.
Oh, mate. Oh, that joke was so funny. So much better than anything we could have written. I'm liking this guest writing idea already. The ratings will be through the roof.
Hello. It did what? An advert? When? During the punchline? Oh, you're joking.
Keep it coming, I keep it coming, keep it.
Snog there, that was Moscow Square with Keep It Coming.
A great snog.
A fantastic snog. Okay, you're listening to the John and Monkey Show. Later on today's programme, we have more of the Eighteen, Heat and Smells Bob Question, Auburn versus Machine, and of course some live mucus.
What on earth are you tickling about?
What do you mean, what on earth am I talking about? It's our next gusset water, isn't it?
Our next guest writer?
That's what I said. Our next guest waiter.
Whom is it this time?
Schools Minister Jim Knight.
Schools Minister Jim Knight? You mean the Cambridge University educated Labour MP for Dorset South whose website was ruddled with spelling mistakes, typing errors and grammatical oversights?
The very same. So on with the shower.
Show.
That's what I said.
Watershed?
No, what I said.
What is?
Eh?
You've lost me.
Hello?
Who is it?
Menageriement.
Purple at the top?
Yes, mate, purple at the very top.
What do they want?
They wanted to go back to our own crypt.
I thought we didn't walk from a crypt.
Quack, put a tune on while we snort things out.
Quack?
Yes, as quack as you can.
OK, another great snog now. This is the Fails with How the West Was Won.
Miles there with How the West Was Won. This is John and Monkey on Manchester's Music Radio, and now it's over to everyone's favourite chat show pick.
Hello, and welcome to Parkinson, with me, Parkinson, the chat show pig. Now, my first guest is a man who can only be described. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jamie Oliver. Jamie, thank you for coming onto the show.
Well, hello, Parkinson, you old bundle of loo. Gordon is alive.
Can you just tone it down a bit, mate?
Sorry.
So, Jamie, you've been involved with lots of projects, including the infamous Jamie's School Dinners, which resulted in a group of mothers from Rotherham pushing food through a chain-link fence at the children's school.
I'm from Rotherham, you know.
I'd have rather seen you being pushed through a chain-link fence.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Now, Jamie, you're probably best known for your work with those less fortunate than yourself. How did you get into doing that? And is it something that gives you great pleasure?
Well, Porky, working on shows such as Have I Got News For You and the Friday Night Projects has given me the opportunity to work with those much less fortunate than myself. And I can tell you now, it's a blessing in disguise. Gordon is alive!
Can you just tone it down a bit, mate? There's too much resonance. Your voice, you reckon the studio.
Sorry.
Now, Jamie, as I touched on earlier, you've always been a big proponent of school dinners.
I've always been a big proponent of any dinner, Porky, me old fucker.
Indeed. And, of course, you're rumoured to be worth around £25 million. So, could I have a bone?
No, sir, you cannot. Gordon is alive.
Yes, so we keep saying, you self-righteous, gonk-haired, rubber-lipped, turkey-twizzling c***. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jamie Oliver. Time now for a musical interlude from my next guest, Mr. Jamie Cullum, who'll be playing the Manchester classic Bittersweet Symphony. It'd still be sewing jumpers for Primark if it wasn't for me, this lad.